Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
Embrace the suck.
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Well, I think we do a decent job for guys who suck.
Dirt and Sprague.
Why do we suck so much?
On the Fan Sports Network. Here's to those
who love... Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Oh, hello.
I'm Dirt. He's Sprague.
Yes, I am.
That's Swag. I'm evidently...
That's your booty.
That's your booty.
Swag's not our booty. I got too big of a booty. You're skinny now. I got juicy cheeks.
So Kanick said six guys on average of offensive linemen.
Sorry.
If they got to 600 pounds on the squat rack, it was a big deal.
That was a big deal.
Like, they celebrated.
Okay. That's like a milestone achievement to get to 600 pounds.
It's a big number, man.
That's a big number. That's what people tell me. It's a big number. Evidently, I'm the only one that's excited for preseason football, even though my co-host is going to be at a game this weekend.
I don't take a lot.
Like, I'm intrigued. Like, NFL preseason football will be on my TV more than it should be.
Yes. Now, is that an every week thing or just a week one thing? Like, do you have, like, because some people start out at a high level of
and
watch.
And they fade out.
And then they fade out because real football is getting closer.
Yes.
Or are you going to stay at a steady pace?
Well, this week, this is simply because of my schedule, because next week the hops are home. So I have hops,
God,
I won't.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. You all right?
Sorry. Not sorry.
Sorry.
Should have said.
Not sorry. Like, I could go down every list and give it, not necessarily every game, but like,
see,
first game of the
one I used to get excited for was the week three one.
Yeah,
because that was where you usually got the dress rehearsal. And now that's the, because they went from four to three games, they've gotten rid of the one that is truly a dress rehearsal. That doesn't exist anymore in preseason.
Look, I'm also going to have it on my TV.
I don't know if you will. I think you're poo-pooing it.
I will be at a game.
I think you're going to be watching like NBA Summer League highlights or something over there, you football hater.
I'm just simply asking, what was our takeaway from last year's preseason?
I mean, I thought we had a pretty solid takeaway of all the rookie quarterbacks playing well. I remember that being a takeaway going into the season. And then saying, you know, I don't know if this will translate to the regular season.
Like, Caleb had a throw against God knows who, and it was the biggest. It was a rollout, throw on the run, and everybody lost their minds. And then Caleb had a very mid-rookie season.
Yeah, and I don't think that was – to me, it's not, I don't like the label of, like, none of it matters. To me, anytime you have reps and there's live bullets flying, if you will, for lack of a better analogy, like, that to me is something that I want to pay attention to. It doesn't mean that if you play great in preseason, you'll play great in the regular season. It doesn't mean if you suck in preseason, you're going to suck in the regular season. But, like, for a lot of guys who are trying to prove themselves and trying to break through – first game of the week on national television is on Thursday. It's Colts and Ravens.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see what Anthony Richardson looks like.
Yes.
And a priest, you're going into year three. He better be playing. Well,
but this is kind of every time we've said this. If he's not, then it's a Colts problem.
If that's because I have not read the Colts injury report for the preseason.
But you're excited,
game.
But we're not even sure he's playing. And I'm with you. He should.
I would be shocked if he doesn't play in that game. How about that? I'll do any kind of beer bet you want that Anthony Richardson plays on Thursday. He's a third-year quarterback who can't win a starting job against Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
If he don't play him in the preseason with only three preseason games, what are we doing as a franchise? You going to wait for preseason game number two to break him out?
I don't know.
Don't want him to get hurt? They don't even want him to be on the team anymore. He might even be their starting quarterback. So what would the fear be of playing him in a preseason game? I wanted to read this thought. Somebody text this in.
Yeah. My stuff is it's also team oriented. So like you could say, what are you excited for? And I could throw out a name, but I would tell you what I'm excited for is I will be at a game.
Yes.
That's just cool. I've never been to Levi's Stadium.
Niners and Broncos.
But there's a lot of buzz out of Niner camp that there's like four or five defensive stud rookies that people are ranting and raving about.
I'll give you something for that game. There's Ricky Pearsall, if he's playing, what does he look like, and what's the vibe like between him and Purdy on the one or two series that they play?
They got this Upton Stout kid at DB that Fred Warner shouted out, said he's been remarkable for them. They've got Michael Williams. They've got CJ Wett. Like, they have guys that I'm reading about as a Niner fan that I'm like, okay, I want to see this. But I can't do that for every team. I'm not going to pretend I do.
Oh, not everybody. No, that's fine.
And then what I get bummed about is, like, yeah, we might get the rookie quarterbacks for a possession. Yeah. And I'm like, cool, they went three and out. That doesn't mean they're good, bad.
Right. There's no read on it whatsoever.
Yes.
I agree with you there. If that ends up being the case, then I'll poo-poo it. Somebody texted in, you can't risk players in the preseason anymore. Anybody that's guaranteed to be a starter for you, it's not worth it. It only takes one quarterback that breaks his leg in preseason, then everyone in the media butchers the coach for playing him.
Yeah.
I will agree with you that you can get injured at any moment. For some reason, everybody views the preseason as useless. I don't agree with that because you need reps, but
yes.
The consensus in the United States is that preseason is useless. That's why everybody gets mad when a player gets hurt.
So take Richardson here, right?
Yeah.
What if Daniel Jones starts the preseason game, but then he's back after the first possession and Richardson plays one possession and the rest of the game's Riley Leonard?
Yeah, I would have a big issue with that if I were a Colts fan and just a football viewer.
That's kind of how that's how they're treating this nowadays.
Yeah.
I think the way that the NBA Summer League, the NBA has killed Summer League in many ways and people just don't want to say it. I think the NFL has done it to the preseason. And so, yeah, to that listener's point, that person's agreeing with you, but they're telling you these teams
it's because
are
of
punting.
Public peer pressure, you can't play guys because there's a chance it might get hurt. And I love that we don't play him in preseason, and then like 2 weeks into the year, a guy tears an ACL. Well, I'm really glad we didn't play him in the preseason then. Now he played two games, and he's out for the rest of the season. We were really cautious there.
I think it's as much about injury as it also is performance. Like, what if your rookie comes out and he's dog crap
for half of
a game? Now it's going to be like,
yeah.
Coming up next all day on the fan.
I mean, I want to see it. If he's going to be bad in preseason football, I want to see him be bad in preseason football. Because you know what? Then you learn. You got more stuff on tape. Why'd you throw that ball? Now I have things to actually work with to get better and improve on. Look, I get that maybe I'm a little too old school with this stuff. I tend to agree with Swag. Like, the old third preseason game was a nice way to kind of ramp up in the way that they used to do it. There's so many young players in the league. I would give them every opportunity possible to get better, to learn, to grow, and, you know, work through some issues or some weaknesses or find out something about themselves, and then the season kicks off. There's other stuff in the NFL news today. Teddy Bridgewater is going to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, deuces to the high school. I guess I'm going to try to go back to the pros.
He's only 32 years old.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't that
wild? How old? 32. Right?
Thought that guy had like a 10-year career, and, you know, I have him at like 38, 39.
I think he suited up last December, didn't he?
Wasn't he on the Lions?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think he suited up last December.
He actually threw a pass in their playoff game.
So he left the high school team and then came back or something, didn't he? There was some weird...
Yeah, but well, he's obviously...
Was
that late
well,
in the season.
I think the high school season... Well,
probably by December it was probably wrapped up, so I think it was after the high school
Florida
season.
Florida probably starts playing now. Like, they
yeah,
probably
a lot of them play
them.
Now.
Because your state championship's usually around Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken.
Between Thanksgiving
for
and Christmas.
Most states, so it's somewhere in that early range.
Okay, that's right.
So he was back after that. Good for him. One pass attempt. Him being 32 is a little wild, is it not?
Blows my mind.
Like, he seems way older than that.
I have Teddy Bridgewater being much older than that.
Like, it just, huh? What's going on there? So that's kind of cool. He absolutely got hosed out of his situation in coaching high school. And so glad that he's getting another chance in the NFL. Will he make the team? I don't know. 32, they've had some injury issues there. Baker's obviously solidified as the starter, and they're just trying to find some depth behind him.
Yeah.
So they're hoping he shores up the quarterback room. Michael Pratt is dealing with an injury. Big fan of Michael Pratt. And then Baker has been banged up as well, but I think he's back at practice now.
I just think we're so close to it that we want this to mean a little more than it does.
Look, I'm not trying to make it more...
I'm amped with you.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make it out to be more than it is. I understand what preseason football is. I get it. And you're not wrong. Part of this is I just want football in my life desperately, and I really want it to be here now.
Yes.
I do genuinely laugh at the idea of, well, there's injury risk. We can't play you. Do you go full contact in practice? 5 days a week? Not anymore, they don't.
Jared Allen made a joke about that in his speech. He's like, you know, back in practice, when you could hit each other. He made a joke about it. I don't think they do that at all.
I mean, this is something that happens a lot of colleges who take it seriously, that they want to be more physical than other teams, and they make their guys hit and
they
thump.
They want to be ready.
And they don't care. Like, dude, there's a risk involved with that. Guys can get hurt, but last time I checked, football is a violent physical sport, and if you don't practice tackling, Lanning talks about this all the time. Like, if you don't practice tackling, how are you going to get better at it?
Right.
You got to roll your little dummy thing out there and go tackle your dummy.
But like take one. And it's
there's
just
risk involved. It's a physical violent sport. Like, guys are going to get hurt.
It's one example. But like, I remember feeling a little bit how you felt about that Hall of Fame game, just because I just wanted to see it. I knew what it was going to be.
Yeah.
I got up for Omarion Hampton, and he had like two carries, and
he didn't play. Yeah.
Like, he didn't play. So.
That's the one, at least I'll give teams a little bit benefit of the doubt, because it's so much earlier than everything else.
Well,
and I know
they play the extra game.
They do play the extra game, and they start a week earlier, to be fair. So they have the same runway to it. But that being a week ago and now more games kick, like, I just feel there's a slight difference there. But yes, largely one carry for a guy for eight yards or whatever it was. And that was essentially it. Mm. And then you're, you know, on to the regular season. We'll see what we can do. Anything else sticking out to you out of training camp? You guys overreacting to any other highlight videos? We care about Caleb Williams missing the target and pouting off the field?
No, I think it's more the development in our lives of getting more video out of camp and more reports like, hey, this guy threw two picks today. And just that has become a cesspool ecosystem of its own.
Yes, it has.
It has turned into, this used to be considered in our industry somewhat of a dead period. And I understand that people might hear that and go, what? It's football. Yeah, but camps, college, nothing happens because they don't tell you.
Nope.
Coaches just start speaking and coach speak every day and give you nothing new. And the NFL, kind of the same. So outside of some contract drama, kind of a dead area.
Yeah.
Well, we're now circulating images and videos and we're going, Caleb Williams is going to suck.
We're breaking it down like the Zapruder film, man.
Yeah.
Every little highlight.
Well, and this is where...
Yeah, the narratives are forming, and it's just like ridiculous.
We heard from Nick Wilson. He's like, okay, if you look at the raw numbers of completions and interceptions between Gabriel and Shadur, it looks one way, but he said, they're treating Dylan Gabriel like he's been in the NFL for a couple of years. Here's the entire playbook, and they're having the defense, you know, do creative blitzes and audibles and all that, where... It's like, all right, can you handle that? And that's also the time where coordinators and teams are experimenting with stuff. It's like, well, what if we tried this package? Or, hey, what if we, you know, depending on who their skill guys are, what if we do a three tight end set, or we take these two running backs and split one of them out? They're trying stuff. They're seeing what may work, what may not work, what they might have to, you know, be creative as the season goes on. This is the time to experiment, and when you experiment, there's trial and error.
I do think what do you get excited for and how much he plays is the tough one, but like, to just see Travis Hunter try this even in preseason.
Yeah. See him put a helmet on, go out there, catch pass, play a little defense.
That's going to be,
again, if he does it.
Yeah. And I think he is going to play.
That would be nice.
Who are they playing? They're playing Pittsburgh. So you have Rodgers probably in a jersey, but just standing on the sideline the whole game. Seeing Travis Hunter, it's going to be must-see TV.
The Jags haven't been must-see
in a couple years.
No, they have not. Two last football notes, then we'll get to the mail sack. I enjoyed this from Dan Orlovsky yesterday, talking about the Cowboys and Eagles and the way that they do business. Mm. Dallas is one of the richest NFL organizations that exists. They're worth a lot of money. I don't know if you know that.
Well, the Lakers went for $10 billion. What would the Cowboys go for?
I don't even want to begin to know what they would sell for. If you were Stephen Jones, would any part of you consider selling it?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. I mean, $20 billion.
I don't actually. Swag, do you know what the yearly revenue roughly is for them, the Cowboys, like how much money they take in.
Oh, my goodness. It's got to be over $1 billion with everything.
Okay, I mean, so probably not then, because if you're going to make over $1 billion in revenue yearly, $15 billion to just...
Well, think about
in
it.
In 2003, I mean, they generated an estimated $1.2 billion in revenue.
In what year?
2023. That includes revenue from ticket sales, sponsorships, other streams specific to the team, stadium. They're the most profitable team in the NFL.
Well, they built that practice facility, and then they built a hotel. Yeah.
They own the stadium, too, don't they? Because Jerry built it?
I believe so. So they might have had a little bit of local help, but I think they own the stadium.
So you're getting the money from the concerts there? No, I'm not selling. I'm not selling.
But they are one of the most profitable teams in the league. The cap hits for key players this year, Dak Prescott's cap hit this year in Dallas is $50.5 million. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts did.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Devonta Smith. So the starting quarterback and his top two wide receivers in Philadelphia, their collective cap hit is $46.9 million this year. $4 million.
That's good business if you can do it.
That's having some cash up front on these deals that a rich owner should be able to do, but Jerry Jones somehow is not rich because he's settling all these lawsuits. James Cook is still holding in as well in Buffalo, and that leads me to tonight because we get Episode 1, Hard Knocks. Can't wait. Let's get to the mail sack. Your questions are welcome. 503-864-6326. We'll answer them next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back in, 920. It is mail sack time, one of my favorite stretches of the week.
Mail sack.
Basically how it works, if you're new to the program, is just anything you want to know. Sports, non-sports, fire away. Movie questions, actor questions, comedy questions, show-related questions, food questions. No matter, we'll get to them as many of them as we can. This will
it's
be
so
a,
deep, it's it is, so long.
It is deep and long, and this will be a double sack day. So let's start out here, gents. Mail sack question for each of you. Brandon, any tips on running the first leg in Hood to Coast downhill from Timberline?
Oof.
And dirt, what's the best way to prepare? Heading back to work after a long paternity leave. There's no way to prepare. That's all I got for you. What about running the first leg of Hood to Coast?
So I got to be honest, man. 10th year doing Hood to Coast. Super excited about it. Very grateful to be a part of the event. It's monumental. I love team activity. It's one of the best things about my year every year. I've never run leg one.
Leg one.
I had knee surgery in college, didn't properly rehab it. It's always been a little bit of a sore area, so the running is already hard enough. Downhill is brutal on my knees. What I will tell you, though, from people who have run it and just kind of learning a little bit about running through the journey, lean into it a little bit. Let the hill kind of take you, and I would not run my full speed. I would hold up a little bit.
Okay.
I hope you've been practicing your downhill running so your legs are used to it, because your quads will be on fire after the 2+ miles down that mountain.
Yeah, downhill running sucks.
But you have leg one. You have the easiest leg, debatably, in all of the legs. So
even though it's downhill, it's still the easiest leg?
No, that leg specifically is difficult. Mm. After that, though, his second and third legs, or her second and third legs, are going to be easy.
Got it.
That last leg that that person gets to run is like sub-4 miles, which is a God's gift to Earth.
That's delightful.
Because that point, you're incredibly sore, and you don't want to run. And so if you have sub-4 miles, you've been gifted something.
Yeah. You ever thought about doing a Dakota swag?
I've tried to get him on, man. He won't do
You're a runner. You love running.
I don't get it.
Why don't you do it?
I love running.
I don't understand.
Usually, it coincides right around my birthday. And
you don't want to do that for a big birthday celebration?
That's not what I have in mind for celebrating birthdays.
Tried to get him for his 50th a couple years back. He was going to Hawaii. Fun fact, if you decided to do this next year, 20% of the runners are 50 or older. That's a small percentage. You'd be a part of a really cool demographic.
A very exclusive club. People over the age of 50 accomplishing Hood to Coast.
Yeah? We'll see.
He's not going to do it.
He's never going to do it.
I'm right there with you, so I won't say anything. Mail sack question. Where would you guys pick in Portland to have as your permanent studio? Example, Portland City Grill, the Moda Center, VMA, Providence Park, Club 205. Where would we like to have a permanent studio?
I think Club 205 would be too much of a distraction.
I would choose. Where would you choose?
The Multnomah Whiskey Library.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I would go with who's got the nicest. What country club has the nicest clubhouse?
I'd do the Mac.
Ooh.
Where I could walk out to a driving range after the show, and there's a sauna in the men's locker room that I could use as well.
Heck, even go out during commercial breaks, hit a couple balls,
dude,
come back in.
Taped interview, I'm rolling a couple of putts, I'll be back.
Pumpkins is pretty good.
It's a nice
one.
It's
got full service.
Yeah. That's wherever that is, that's my choice.
You want Waverly.
I haven't been.
Well, Waverly, I've never been inside the Waverly clubhouse.
I want the Mac.
You want the Mac?
I mean, I like our building, actually. I really like where we're at. I think we're right off the freeway.
Yeah, we got a good building.
We're in a good little area. Like, I like where we're at. I love our building. If I had to choose a different location, I'd go the Mac. I like looking down at Providence. That's kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
In between, we'll get a couple shots up at the gym on the
court.
Yeah,
that'd be a good spot. That's a good call.
And you can be loud. You guys are choosing places where you got to be a little quiet.
That's true. Valid point. Mail sack question. If you could crossbreed any two animals to create a new animal, what would you do? Like a lion and a tiger to get a liger. Also, did the Giants lose to the Pirates last night? Well, first off, if you can't hurt me, I'm already broken inside, so there's no pain left. I've given up. But yes, I was watching, if you were curious, and yes, they did lose. But I appreciate the dig. Who would you crossbreed? What animals would you want to crossbreed?
I'd want a land animal with a water animal to make it a multifaceted animal.
Okay. Are we going like a gator with a tiger?
Like imagine an eagle with a tiger.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, until it swoops down and grabs you. And you didn't see it because its stripes blended in.
I don't know. Is it something you want to see out in the wild, or is it something
like a pet
more domesticated?
Would you
be
want
in
a
your
pet?
Backyard?
Yeah.
You know, there's a fur, like a really furry French bulldog in my neighborhood. It throws us off every time we see it. It has like long hair. I've never seen one like that before.
I'm gonna go.
If you're going domesticated,
that's a challenging one. I've never. That's never been asked before. We've been doing the mail sack for a long time. That's asked a question about crossbreeding animals.
I'm trying to think of a badass animal in the wild, but also like domesticated animals is different.
Like a dog and a lion would be pretty cool if I could get some of the lion out of the lion so it's not going to eat me.
Like a dying,
yeah. But it's a lion.
Or a log.
It looks like a lion, but it's got a dog.
It's got a log.
It wants to play fetch, you know?
I'd go, okay.
That's
I'll
my
play
final
the game.
Answer.
I'm going to go cat mini horse.
That's solid. I like that. I like that play. I thought about a mini pony, like a mini pony and a pig.
Yes.
Two animals that seem like they'd be fun to have, yes. But you blend them together. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Swag, final answer?
I think I'd go... I kind of want something that might fly, though.
You want a flyer?
Like an eagle and a koala.
What about something like... What about, what's a big animal?
That's a good combo. I like that.
A sleep eagle just like sleeping in the air and its eagles are
drunk on eucalyptus leaves.
Something you could ride that could fly.
That'd be badass if you could pull it off.
Like a giraffe?
Yeah. Let's go, buddy. We're going downtown. Come on.
Giraffe with eagle's wings?
A big neck to hold on to. Just kind of, you know.
Oh, that'd look kind of weird. It'd just be tiny little wings on a big animal. It's like, how is that thing even
you
moving?
You need bigger wings on that thing. What show did you watch that your wife, with your wife, only because she liked it and you started to like it yourself?
House of Cards.
Oh.
See, the wife liked it and got me into it.
Yeah, you only watched it because the wife was watching and you walked by and you're like, oh, it's a stupid show, and you end up sitting down. And
my wife is great at this because she doesn't like, we don't like the same genre, so her genre is not a genre I'm always interested in, and then when I watch it, I'm interested in it.
Yeah, so I'm very similar that
she'll
way.
Usually go like, I think you do like this, and I'll go, yeah, but I never seek it out, I never choose it when it's my turn to pick something.
That's right. I remember a show, there was a show on Netflix, very dark, it was about a girl that committed suicide, it was called 13 Reasons Why, I remember correctly.
Okay.
And I remember walking by, the first two times I saw my wife watching it, I think I probably made fun of her, of like, what is this garbage, stupid show. And then next thing I knew, I was sitting down like, when's the next episode start? What do you think happened to him? Is he going to be okay? I totally got roped into it.
Yeah, it's usually like a crime series.
Has to be, yeah.
There was one with Jason Bateman. I can't remember the name of this one, but Jason Bateman, he's suspected of abducting and murdering children because he's on video. And it's in a small town, and they have him on video. The problem is Jason Bateman was out of town at a convention. And so there's this weird, like, it's a supernatural, there's something going on
something
here.
Something happening.
And the digger they, the deeper they dig, the more that they're discovering that there's like a shape-shifting demon kind of thing that masquerades as people and kills kids. And so they're, like, Jason Bateman's character goes through the process.
I think I've seen that
show. I can't remember the show. But my wife started watching this, like, this looks stupid. And then I sat down, and it's like 30 minutes later, I'm like, what's going to happen in the next
episode? The Outsider. Yes, I saw that show.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that one.
I watched the whole thing. We saw it in 2 days.
That's right. I totally forgot about that show. That's definitely another one that I got.
That's something I will never watch on my own, but if my wife turns it on, I'm in.
I hated the ending of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you win that show?
Yeah.
That's a topic.
That's not
that
an easy
one.
I know. That's valid. Let's get one more in here and then we'll go to break and get the other sack, the rest of the sack on the other side. Mail sack, I've been a daily listener for a few years now, but I don't know how you guys ended up together with the new listeners. Could you give the Reader's Digest condensed version of how we became a radio show?
First of all, thank you for listening. We always appreciate when we get those.
Yes, we do.
I mean, it's kind of a fun little story. So, like, I got hired at The Fan to cover Oregon State football because I did some hits with Comcast, and then Comcast dumped me for a hotter person. And they let me do part-time hours. I was doing board op stuff with Mariner games, but still being able to cover Oregon State. You were just a little peon board op slash intern. And one day I came in and Dirt was doing a off-the-air podcast because after primetime, nothing existed here.
No, just like one show at the time. Oh, no, I think Travis and Wilcox were around at that
time. No, but I'm talking after primetime. We didn't have post-primetime shows.
7 o'clock, nobody in the building.
I just happened to be going in one day and I saw you podcasting. You hated me. You wanted nothing to do with me and my cubic zirconiums.
You had big earrings. You rubbed me the wrong way. It's like, who's this douchebag?
People never forget, man. Big shorts and cubic zirconium earrings.
You and shorts Camby. Down.
Yeah, dude. He was absolutely Marcus Camby.
And came in one day. You let me hop on a pod. We had a lot of fun doing it and we kind of just looked at each other and said, let's just do podcasts. We got nothing else going on.
Yeah.
And that, honest to God, it's the luckiest thing that could happen to us. We ended up having Buffalo Wild Wings be interested. We were able to help kind of bring them in. We became a night show. There's a million other things I could list, but we don't have the time. And from there, we just happened to keep going.
It is funny. It's a good reminder to not judge a book by its cover. And if you hate somebody right away, allow them leeway to, you know, grow on you in your life.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all have judgments when you see somebody. There was an intern in the studio my first day, and Swag was showing me, and I thought it was Swag's kid.
You did?
He was 5'4".
This is Swag Jr., dude. Is this your kid, Swag? What? What are you talking about? No.
I also very tempted on my very first day at the Fan to confront Jason Swigart of why he hated me, but I didn't do it.
Yeah.
The very first day, I wanted to be like, why do you hate me? But because I knew he wouldn't remember, but I met Swag at an Oregon State game, and he just looked at me and said, oh, internship? Email me. I'll get back to you. Never responded.
Never responded.
Never responded to me.
I remember showing up in the old building for my internship meeting in a pair of slacks and a button-down dress shirt, ready to go. I had my whole resume, cover letter.
How awful were those slacks and shirt, by the way?
Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Probably way too big, a baggy pant era kind of thing.
Yes.
The shirt probably didn't fit.
It's probably your dad's shirt.
Probably my dad's shirt. I'm like 22 years old, ready to get a job. I remember sitting in the old studio thinking, God, I see this on TV every day. How cool is this? And next thing you know, we're still here.
Swag's like, it's not cool.
God, no, it's not cool at all.
Not as glamorous as you think.
No, once you see the sausage being made, you know, the behind the scenes. Yeah, not a lot to add there. That's kind of
no problem doing the Mariners Tokyo games at 3 a.m.
That was the first shift I ever had at the Fan was, Mariners and A's in Tokyo.
I did one of those games.
3 a.m. start time.
My wife was like, why do they need you to do this? I go, I don't know. They think this is a big deal. And she goes, people love baseball like that, huh? And I go, no.
We're contractually obligated.
Yeah, we have to.
The funniest part was me, I skipped out on a game because we used to run these Mariner games in a room by ourselves. I left before the ninth inning.
Uh-oh.
Because the Mariners were getting bludgeoned.
9-0, I'm out of here.
So I just left because I knew how to make it work after I left. And I told nobody, and the next day our old boss emailed and said, why did I not get 4 cuts? From last night's Twins Mariners game.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't
no, our old boss did that. Yeah. And I remember apologizing, but writing out and deleting, why does anybody care about this? They don't play these cuts anyway.
It was 9-0. Spray. I don't think anybody needs a cut from that game.
The standard is the standard.
That's right.
Yep. We used to have a standard, actually, and now it's not an obligation anymore.
There was.
I got yelled at for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to Matt Sprecher. Matt Stapleton, of course, Ryan Cooley, who is now our fearless leader, but they were the ones that
B-Dub days.
Hooked up the B-Dubs partnership and it started us as a show, and here we are over a decade later. How? I don't know, but we're still here. We're still standing. Let's empty the rest of the sack. We'll do it next.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Harrison here trying to get me to do math. Get out of here. What am I, a nerd? What am I, a loser?
He is the firm. He knows what he's doing.
The firm of Harrison Meringue up
yes,
and coming. They're all here ready to go. About 20 minutes.
Should I ask him if they had a guest? I keep forgetting to ask that question.
Hey, you guys got a guest? Bang on the glass. All right, here we go. Millsack, Turnburn, better state for outdoors and recreation, Oregon or Washington?
I'm going biased. Going to Oregon.
I'm going to Oregon too.
We have better beaches.
We have better beaches, number one.
We have Bend.
What does Washington have that we don't have?
Leavenworth.
That's decent.
But that's like
that's not an outdoor thing. If this is an outdoor recreation,
they have the San Juan Islands.
San Juan Islands, the Sound, and Lake Washington.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We got lakes.
Not like that.
We got Crater Lake, one of the coolest lakes in the Union.
It's like 4 hours away.
Yeah, don't go overrated, too. Mail sack question. Who is a player you hated when you were younger, but you've grown to love?
I mean, a couple of them were retired, so.
Not many, but yeah, because when I was younger, most
Larry
guys.
Larry Bird.
You hated Larry Bird? Yeah. Even in college, Larry Bird?
Why did you hate Larry
or
Bird?
Or just Celtics Larry Bird? Do you remember
mostly
college? Because what year did they win the title?
79. I remember him at Indiana State.
They didn't win the title. They lost
to
Magic.
True. In the title game.
And there was just this fascination because what was Indiana State? So, mostly hated him just because he beat you every time and he didn't look like he should be beating you.
Let me shoot
like
lefty
that.
And drop 40 on you kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
I'm trying to go current athlete.
Current athlete's tough for me. One from my childhood, I would say, that I grew to not hate as much was Kobe. Kobe was one that I hated everything about him.
Now, was that because of the unfortunate untimely death?
I warmed to him at the end of his career.
Okay.
And then I remember watching the final game of the career where he dropped what it took.
60.
60, yeah.
60 on 60 shots.
942 shots on the Jazz. I enjoyed him post-playing days. He was always an interesting interview.
Yes, I enjoyed,
in that realm, he really grew on me.
In college football, for me, it's always coaches. There'll be a coach that I'm like, oh, shut it. Lane Kiffin. I love Lane Kiffin now.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
You know?
Total douche vibes when he was with USC and
even Dabo,
Tennessee.
Like Dabo, I go back, like Dabo, shut up. You're going to leave if they get paid. You don't care about the portal.
Right.
Now he cares about the portal. He had a funny story with Belichick at a round table where he talked about bring your own guts, BYOG. And because he said on a broadcast after they won, and Belichick said, where'd that come from? And he goes, I don't know, man. I've blacked out. We said it pregame, and then there's a camera in your face, and you went in, and now I got Belichick asking me why BOG. And I'm just like, that's pretty good Davo impersonation.
So, you know, and like,
that was pretty good.
I was listening to the boys.
A little bit of like, I like that. The NFL's tough. I'm trying to top of my head an NFL player right now that I used to hate.
There's not been a lot of guys in the NFL that I hate, to be honest with you. I hate storylines. I hate teams. Like, I still hate Tom Brady. I'll always hate Tom Brady. I'm never backing down on that.
It's a coach. Again, I think I have this more with coaches than athletes, because athletes I can dislike because of team affiliation. Mm-hmm. But as I get older, I have such an appreciation for being high level in something you do. Pete Carroll. I hated Pete Carroll. And then kind of at the end, we'd go to practices.
USC Pete Carroll or Seattle Pete Carroll or both? You hated them both?
Yeah.
I hated USC Pete Carroll.
But then
for
we
sure.
went to practices and I'd see a 70-year-old just out there running in khakis and playing catch. And I'm like,
seemed like a good, genuine
this guy
dude.
Just loves football, man.
Agree with
just
you.
Just loves football.
Milsack, do you send your food back if there's a mistake or do you just suck it up and deal with it? I think we've been asked that one before. I deal with it.
I send it back.
What do you do if you have a car version of a meal?
That's a little different.
I can't get a dealership to give me my car back or give me a call of what's going on with my car. I called them.
That's nice.
9 times yesterday.
That's nice.
I called the manager 3 times, left 1 voicemail.
And they're just not going to just ghosting you?
I get somebody in the service department. I go, hey, don't transfer me. I'm just asking for an update. That's all, man.
Is my car there?
And the person's like, we each have our own technician, so I don't even have your information, but I'll transfer you over. Voicemail.
Yeah. That's a little different.
I don't know what to do.
If I'm buying like a $20 meal and I ask for fries, but you gave me tater tots, like whatever, okay.
And my car gives me notifications if doors open. I've gotten 8 notifications. The door is open.
They're working on your car. They're working on it.
I think Dirty Mike and the boys are back there right now with a raccoon, dude. You're not going to even recognize that car when you get it back.
I just want an update. The amount of not care that they have had here of saying, like, who cares if you have your car? They don't provide loaners.
No.
They got rid of that because of COVID.
Yeah.
If you gave me a loaner, I literally wouldn't. You could give me a month and I wouldn't care.
Because then you got a way to get around.
Yeah. Is this covered in some capacity by insurance? That would be the other thing, is maybe your insurance agent.
Yes and no. It's a complicated answer, and that sounds dumb, but it's a complicated answer.
Well, insurance isn't, straightforward most of the time anyway. So,
well, we buy the service package, too. Like, we'll buy the force, and I know people are going to say, what a ripoff. You fall for that. Yeah, I know, but it's a newer car. It's an electric. Yeah. I don't want random Joe Blow.
True. The car stuff is hilarious to me because I buy that every time too.
I just don't want to deal with it. Yeah. I don't know anything about cars. I just want to take it in and say, get it fixed.
Get it fixed and I'll pick it up.
But it's like, dude, I told them, I go, hey, I only have one car.
You want somebody to call you back? Go, I'm thinking, wondering this whole experience if it's maybe time to get a new car. Somebody will call you back within 15 minutes.
Yes.
Then
so you think I call them today and get to the sales department and say,
exactly.
My car's in your service department. You're not responding. I'm looking at new cars
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
But say at a different dealership, though.
Oh,
that little
the one
on
across
top.
The street is I'm actually legitimately thinking about going to.
Taking my business
Somebody
elsewhere.
Will call you back at that point.
What do you do here? I have one car.
I got nothing, dude.
And they don't even care that I have just one car.
Your family's just supposed to get around with one car. It's not like you got kids and your wife has a job and you have activities and things to do. Come on, what are you complaining about?
I'm normally not a food go-back guy, but if you are like egregiously wrong with my food order, I will politely do it. Yeah.
I get it. That's probably the right thing to do, but I won't do it. Last one, mail sack question. If you could go to any country to eat your way through the cuisine of said country, which would it be and why? I'm a basic B. Give me Italy for every obvious reason.
Greece.
Okay.
I want Italy. Greek food.
Italy, too?
Yeah.
Two for Italy, one for Greece.
Love Greek food.
There you go, mail sack. There was more. I save them as best I can, and we'll see what we get to. Wrap it up on a Tuesday. We'll do it next, 105.1 FM, The Fam. Yeah, people are chiming in with their responses and what they should do. Somebody says, somebody worked in a dealership for 8 years. Go in, refuse to leave until the service director talks to you. If they aren't available, say you're going to wait for the GM. Getting upper management involved will result in results in every time.
Yeah, I have a meeting I have to get to today after the show, but like I'm kind of to a point. I'm leaving town Friday. Like, it's crazy to me to go a whole week and get zero updates from anybody about any. Even if you're like, yo, it's going to take 2 weeks. Yo, it's going to take 4 days. All right. I'm just looking for an update at this point. I can't get a call back.
Just tell me
where my car is. Document all the, like, I called here, I sent an email to this person. If you document it all and there's like six times you've reached out for just information and got no response.
Have you ever contemplated pulling the radio card?
No,
I know. I've always wanted to.
I actually hope they don't know who. Like, I hope they don't recognize my name.
I'm gonna torch the hell out of your company if you don't give me my car back.
I haven't mentioned the dealership. We've gone through them, and I'd say in the last 2 years, the customer service at that dealership has dropped off a cliff.
How is it so bad at dealerships? Not everyone, but I notice that with a lot of car dealerships taking the truck in from time to time, where you're just like, how is it not better than this? How do you get away with this? Is it because we're desperate? We don't know anything about cars. You can just do whatever you want.
I think it's the pay structure. So you lose people pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, that's true in a lot of different industries.
Yeah.
Well, good luck getting your car back.
Thanks, dude.
That sounds like fun to deal with.
I got it back, and 2 days later, it had to get recalled for a computer problem, and I've lost it since. So
The computer problem is that it's such a new wrinkle to car stuff, where it's all of a sudden, it's not just, hey, you need an oil change and a tire rotation. It's that my smart screen's not working and I can't access radio.
The software in your car has been recalled. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm going to have to redo all of that,
man. I'm going to find a stick shift 77 truck somewhere.
Yeah, you should definitely be getting some kind of discount. So we'll see.
I'm going to get a discount?
No,
I don't think you will be.
I don't think you will,
well,
but you should.
The recall usually is all covered.
The recall should be covered, yes.
Yeah, haven't been told that information. And
I had a recall on the truck. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't something major, but I had to take it in.
Yeah, the problem is I don't know if the entire reason my car is there is from just the recall. There was an added wrinkle to it. So, like, I'm fully aware there could be a bill coming. Any kind of hello. Thank you for listening, leasing a car. Thanks for financing a car with us.
Tell
Thanks
me where
for
my car is.
A multiple time customer, you know, something. Anything. We care about you a little bit.
I remember taking mine into a dealership one time just for normal service. Them saying, it should be done around noon. All right, fine. And I think I called at like 1 o'clock, like, hey, just an update. And the lady was like, oh, we haven't even started yet. Like, wait, what?
The first red flag was a year and a half ago. My wife's car had a routine checkup.
Routine.
They said, oh, everything is good. We'll just get back to you. Lost the car the rest of the day. They never got back to us. I called the next day and go, yo.
Hello.
Sorry about that. They tried to charge me full price. And I said, you didn't give us a car back or a call.
Oh, good stuff. That'll do it for us, folks. Thanks so much for being a part of our Tuesday. If you miss any of the show, we'll podcast it here as soon as we're done. Wherever you find your podcast is where you can find our show's podcast. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you have not done so yet. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marang is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions.
Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.